From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Our lead today, Pakistani opposition leader and former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto is dead. She was killed in a suicide attack near the capital, Islamabad, today. Eyewitnesses say a gunman fired upon her as she was just finishing speaking at a political rally. She then was caught in the blast of a suicide bomber. Benazir Bhutto had survived several previous assassination attacks, including one this past October. A few weeks after that attack, she told NPR she was aware of the danger she was putting herself in by challenging the Pakistani government and what she called Islamic extremists.
We feel that we cannot accept and acquiesce to the rise of militancy and extremism in our country, which threatens our people's lives. And so although there are risks, we have to take those risks.
That was Benazir Bhutto speaking last month to NPR. The former prime minister's body was taken from a hospital in Rawalpindi in a plain wooden coffin. Earlier today, I spoke with Griff Whitty of The Washington Post, who was at that hospital.
There's a crowd of several thousand people who have gathered here, and they are trying to bang down the doors, trying to get in to see her body. These are people who are very, very devoted supporters of Benazir Bhutto, and they want to pay their leader one last respect before she's taken out, her body is taken out of the hospital.
What's the mood there right now?
The mood is incredible sadness and incredible anger. People obviously knew that she was a target, but I think it's come to a great shock to most of her supporters here that someone has actually succeeded in assassinating her. There's also a tremendous amount of anger here that's directed primarily toward President Musharraf and his allies. People feel that either his allies are responsible for this or that they didn't do enough to protect her, and that's the reason she has been killed tonight.
There's been some talk, concern that there might be riots there in Pakistan as a result of today's assassination. Any sense of whether that might happen?
There apparently is unrest in the streets. There have been people going around burning the posters of Musharraf supporters and just expressing tremendous anguish at what has happened here. It's too early to know exactly how pervasive this is, but we do have anecdotal reports that there is great unrest in the streets right now.
There were initial reports that at this rally today, there was both the explosion caused by the suicide bomber as well as gunshots fired at Prime Minister Bhutto. Is there any sense of doctors been able to determine what exactly was the cause of her death?
There are a number of people here at the hospital who witnessed the incident because they themselves were injured in some way. What they have told me is that Benazir Bhutto was waving to the crowd. She was in the back seat of the 4x4 that she travels around in, and she had poked her head out of the top of the 4x4. There's a hatch in the top of the roof, and she was waving to the crowd as she left the rally. And at that point, a gunman approached the car and managed to fire off what I'm told are four shots. And we believe that at least two of them struck Benazir Bhutto, and that was the cause of her death. It is not believed that it was the bombing that actually killed her.
Has anybody claimed credit yet there in Pakistan for her death?
No one has claimed responsibility for this. There are only guesses. There are only guesses based on what Benazir Bhutto herself has said. Has said over the past several months, especially since the bombing in Karachi on October 18th, when she returned from exile, and suicide bombers detonated themselves outside her convoy, killed 140 people. What she said afterward was that she believed that there were people who were after her, that they were going after her. She said that there were three people in particular. She would not give their names, but she said that she had written a letter to President Musharraf in which she gave President Musharraf those three names and told him who she believed was trying to kill her.
Griff, this was not the first attempt on Benazir Bhutto's life. Is there any sense among the people there that, as tragic as this is, it's not a surprise?
I think that few people are surprised that someone would attack her, but everyone is surprised that someone has actually succeeded. There is, people are in absolute shock here. They are chanting, "Long live Bhutto." which is the chant that would normally be used at a Bhutto rally and was in fact used at the rally just before she was shot. The woman who they've been devoted to now for several decades, she has led the Pakistan People's Party for several decades now, and there's a real sense that with the fact that she's gone now.
Griff Whitty of The Washington Post, thank you so much.
Thank you.